Avalanche report for Tuesday, the 14th of January 2025. Wind slabs are to be evaluated critically. Weak layers in the lower part of the snowpack necessitate caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,400-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. This also applies in isolated cases on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Caution is to be exercised in particular on near ridge slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack indicate the danger. Avalanches can additionally in some places be released in the weakly bonded old snow. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. Avalanches can reach medium size. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of the occasionally strong northeasterly wind, fresh snowdrift accumulations will form. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Faceted weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular above approximately 2,400 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind; DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Wednesday, the 15th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.